Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path number six. So this full moon is highlighting the energies of the 15-6, so ultimately your own energy, but also that influence of the 15. And it's bringing forth the energy of Manta Ray for you all. So I also want to mention that this full moon is going to be a doozy, I think, because we're in a Mercury retrograde, and this is also happening in the sign of Cancer. So there's a lot of sensitivity, a lot of emotions involved potentially with this. There's also this sort of push to initiate or start something potentially. So for you all, this is very interesting energy, and I think that this could definitely bring up some emotions, some sensitivity in whatever area this shows up in. But because you're working with this 15, right, the 15-6, 15 energy, well, let me back up. 6 energy is the vibration of love, right? And typically it's unconditional love, love without restriction, love without conditions, when it's in its higher octave. The 15 brings in the sort of unconditional love, right? Expectations, conditional love. I love you if you don't do this, then I no longer love you, or I take my love away type thing. And so this can show up in a lot of different areas of life, but a lot of times it's going to be in the area of relationships, right? How we relate to others. And it doesn't have to be about love. It can just be about, you know, I'll hold space for you if, I'll be supportive if you, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's conditions, there's expectations. So this could be a time when you're really being asked to look at your relationships. Where is it that you are in some kind of maybe unhealthy or, I don't want to say toxic, but maybe toxic connection where you are either overgiving or you are overly attached to this person and losing yourself in this person and showing up in a way that is conditional or has extreme expectations for yourself or for the other person, whether you're putting them on yourself or the other person is putting them on you or you're putting them on the other person. And we all move through this, right? We all move through stages of unconditional love. We all do. It's just part of the conditioning that we move through in this lifetime. And so it's about unlearning that and learning about, you know, that, you know what, if we don't put expectations on people, standards are different. Have your standards, hold those standards. It's great. But expectations are different. It's a different vibration. It's a different requirement. And having these expectations or these conditions, meaning I will love you if, but I won't love you if not, right, creates this dynamic of ownership or bondage, right? Where it doesn't need to be. So if you're finding situations or relationships where there's this element of control, you're controlling the other person is trying to control you, there really needs to be a deep dive into this and to see where can we make some modifications? Where can we make some adjustments? Is this a healthy connection or is it not? And what do we need to do in order to either make it a healthy connection or to maybe part ways? So this can be an emotional full moon, not going to lie, right? The full moon often indicates some kind of closure, completion, endings, but it doesn't have to be an ending of a relationship. It can be an ending of the way you show up to a relationship or the way that you connect with somebody. And you can't change the other person, but you can certainly change the way that you are showing up. And so again, if you're overly attached to someone, if you feel like, oh, if this person leaves me, it will be the end of the world. There's some things to work through there because ultimately the other person should sort of complement the journey, should bring, you know, sort of reinforcements, but that like that complement and add to the journey, not fulfill your journey, right? That's up to you to do. So there can be some very deep things that come in. And again, because it's in Cancer, you know, there's emotion to this. There's depth to this. And again, it brings it into the home life. So I would say, you know, move through whatever shows up for you, whatever surfaces. And if this is something that you need to work through, it will surface. But give yourself grace as well, right? So you're working with the energy of Manta Ray. And Manta Ray is about grace. It's about compassion and understanding and harmony. There's also a divinity to this. So, and with the six energy, there's a divinity to the six energy, as there is to all energies. But for the six, it's the vibration of love, unconditional love. That is divine love. But getting to that space can be difficult because of our insecurities, of, you know, our need for control, our, you know, the ego can be a spoiled little brat at times. But, you know, when we can bypass the ego and go directly to the soul, then we tap into that divinity, to that divine love, to that unconditional love. And so it can be really beautiful when we get there, but the process to get there can be challenging. So I would say, give yourself grace, give other people grace. These are not things that happen overnight when we're talking about unconditional love and conditional love, right? And moving to healthier connections. It's not things that happen overnight. And usually people are our greatest teachers in this sort of experience. So you could see a lot kind of coming up around this time. And it could mean, you know, maybe you need to, what I would say is in your connections, because I do think there's going to be a strong focus on connections. In your connections, really take a look at where is there an equal exchange of energy and where is there not? Where is it that we're both giving and taking an equal amount? Sometimes we might need to give more. Sometimes we might need to take more, but that's okay. It balances out. But if there's an extreme of either giving or taking from either party, there's toxicity there. There's a attachment or a codependency that really needs to be worked through. And I think that this full moon is going to highlight that. So and it doesn't have to be romantic partnerships. It can be any connection, any relationship that you're not getting an equal exchange out of energy with, or that you're not showing up in that way, is going to come under review, I think, for you all at this time. And again, it won't happen overnight. The solution won't happen overnight, but you can start to move towards that solution to then create healthier, more sustainable relationships and connections. So beautiful energy, but it can feel a little raw. It can feel a little sensitive. And so allow yourself that opportunity to move through that and feel that and give yourself grace and self-soothe and all the things that you may need to do. Definitely don't beat yourself up around anything, right? When things surface, there are opportunities to move through it, to rectify, to modify. But there's no need for shame or guilt or beating oneself up. So, okay. So with that said, sixes, I hope it's a beautiful full moon. And I wish you a happy holiday season, and I will see you soon. Take care. Bye for now.